I think they were trying to get rid of him at that time, Brooks. And he used to come in every night when I went on the air, and he'd stand at the door and he'd stare at me. Make a long story short, Brooks was fired. So somewhere along the line, the rumor, this is a funny story, something I didn't know for 20 years, 30 years. The rumor was created that I had signed a paper for Bob Howard and the union saying that I had seen him stealing records. I never did. I never signed a thing. But that was the story that went out. Mm-hmm. To him, Brooks believed this. Whoa. So every time I was anywhere Brooks was, he was awful. And finally, and this is a funny story, about 4 years ago, right before he passed away, I finally called him. He said, "What do you want?" He was really caustic. And I said, "I got to know something. Why are you so angry at me? You know why." And I said, "No, I don't. You signed that paper." And I said, "I signed what paper?" "You signed a paper saying that I had stolen records from PGC." I said, "I did not do that. I never signed anything. I never even heard about this before." I said, "Because I did not do that, and I'm sorry you feel that way. Because it never happened."